Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. It is truly a blessing to be on the line once again. Praise God. It's truly a blessing. Praise God. Just to be in the presence of the living God. For the Bible says, when two or more are gathered together in His name, praise the Lord, He is in the midst. He is in the middle. So we thank the Lord for being in the middle of this on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. I want to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for our grace, our mercy, and our forgiveness. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for making ways out of no ways, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for opening doors that otherwise would not have been opened, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for just being you, and that's God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for always having provision for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for just, hallelujah, just being there for us when nobody else was, when we didn't even love ourselves. Hallelujah, you were there to love us, Lord. And we thank you for it on tonight. And we praise your high and your holy name. Hallelujah, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, it's a blessing to be on the line tonight. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the anointed truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. And why are we uncensored? Because we're going to preach and we're going to teach the true and unadulterated word. Hallelujah. Of the living God. We're not going to sugarcoat it. Praise God. We're not going to water it down. Hallelujah. It's not going to be stepped on. Praise God, hallelujah, it's going to be pure, hallelujah, hallelujah, tonight. We're not going to mess with the potency of the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah. We're not going to mess with the potency of the word of God, hallelujah. If it's thick, hallelujah, it's just thick. Praise God, hallelujah, that's just the way it is. Hallelujah, we thank God tonight, amen, for everybody who is on the line. Hallelujah, we want to move forward to our time of testimony service. Praise the Lord. This is the time when we come forth and we tell the Lord how good He has been. Praise God. And we proclaim His goodness in front of everyone so everybody can know how good our God is. Because there's somebody out there that don't know how good our God is. Praise God. They know about, hallelujah, He's the God of the flood. Praise God. They know about that He made fire, hallelujah, rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise God, hallelujah. But they don't know, amen, that He is a loving and a forgiving God. Praise God, hallelujah. They don't know that if they repent their sin. Praise God, hallelujah, that God is just to forgive. Hallelujah, He's just to have grace. Hallelujah, He's just to have mercy. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And coming from the 23rd, from the 100 number of Psalms, praise God, hallelujah. This is our, amen, scripture that we use, amen, when we go, amen, before the throne of grace with our testimonies. Praise God, hallelujah. It instructs us on the attitude that we are supposed to have when we enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And the word of God instructs us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I don't know who might be out there listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the word of God is telling us clearly to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. All ye lands. Amen. They didn't specify. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you stayed at. Hallelujah, they didn't specify ethnicity, hallelujah, your background. Praise God, it didn't say what kind of race you had to be. Hallelujah, praise God, it didn't say what kind of denomination you went to. Hallelujah. It didn't say what country you was from, what city, what side of town. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight. That means no matter where you are, you qualify. Hallelujah. No matter where you from, you qualify. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what your background is, you qualify. It says, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be from a certain side of town. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to come from a certain family. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be a certain race. Praise God. The Bible instructs us to serve, to hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All. Hallelujah, ye lands. Praise God, everybody. Hallelujah, praise God. No matter where you from, you need to praise the Lord. No matter where you from, you need to testify and tell about the goodness of the Lord. No matter where you are, you need to lift him up on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And show the Lord, hallelujah, that you have an attitude of gratitude. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Show the Lord that you appreciate him for any and everything that he has done in your life. Show the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, as I open up the phone line, I just want to know, do we have one on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have one on tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Do we have one on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God
the praise. Amen. Amen, Minister Ray. How you doing?
I'm going to thank God for all that he's done for me. Thank God for my life, health, and strength. Alive today because of the Lord and his mercy and his grace. I thank God for his favor. Thank God for a roof over my head, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank God for a reasonable portion of my health. Just thank God to be in alive and well on today. It really is a blessing to be alive amongst the living. And I thank God for all his greatness, because the Lord is truly great and greatly to be praised. So I thank God on today. I don't know how people can fit that and not say something in the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for you. He woke you up this morning. You know how many people that didn't wake up? I don't see how people not can testify on the goodness of the Lord. He ain't got to bless you with nothing, so to speak. He blessed you when you woke up. When you had breath in your body, when you cracked your eyes, you was blessed. You know how many people didn't get that, receive that blessing this morning? So I thank God. People take that for granted. Until they strike their family or strike someone in their family or somebody they know, then I bet you for about a week you'll thank God every morning for waking up, for waking you up. For about a week, you'll thank him. That's how people do. When they go to a funeral, they get so holy for about a week or two, and then they back to the same routine again. Thank God every day. You gotta have a want and a desire to thank God and praise God. You got to have a want and a desire. You got to have it on the inside of you. And you got to be grateful, thankful for who he is and what he does for you. That's when God bless you. The words say continuously, the praises of the Lord be in my mouth. That means every moment of the day, you have an opportunity to praise the Lord. And that's every second that you are alive. Thank God for something. You know, when you sit at the stoplight, thank God that you got a car you sitting in, yours. Your note ain't behind. Your insurance is up to par. Thank God for it. Because a lot of people didn't have it. Some people woke up and their car wasn't there this morning. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Thank God for nothing else, for being in your right mind. You know, we don't know how it is to wake up and not be in our right mind. But somebody woke up this morning not being in their right mind. Thank God. That's why the scriptures say, all ye that have breath, praise the Lord. That's why the scriptures say, continuously, to bless. bless the Lord at all times. Because you don't ever know when you get your last opportunity. And you don't know that that one praise right there may be your breakthrough. So thank God for testimony service on tonight. I bless God with all I got because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Praise God for Minister Ray on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for his testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Praise God. 6:30 Pacific time. Amen. 8:30 Central time. Hallelujah. For the Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah. Morning prayer call hosted by our very own Minister Ray. Hallelujah. Praise God. We invite you to call back in tomorrow morning and be a part of that. Hallelujah. Also listen, look out for the, rebroadcast on demand. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the Fellowship of Unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for him on today. Praise God. Do we have another testimony or a prayer request on the line at this time? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the prayer requests that have gone up before you today. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that has gone up before you today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless Minister Ray tonight, Lord. Bless him mind, body, and soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Encourage him and replenish him, Lord. Any virtue that he pours out onto your people, Lord. And we thank you on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless EVCS on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch her mind, body, and soul. Hallelujah. Keep encouraging her, Lord. Keep filling her up, Lord, to pour out onto your people. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We just praise your name on tonight, Lord. We ask that you touch Bishop Page, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you touch Bishop Alexis tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch Pastor Smothers on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch everybody in his shout of my voice on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch those that are on their way to the line. Hallelujah, Lord, that we rebuke any unseen spirit. Hallelujah, anything that is trying to hinder them from getting to the word of God on tonight. We rebuke it in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, Lord. We ask that you touch our nation as a whole, Lord. Help us see that we need to turn back to you. Hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, are the only way. That you are the truth and you are the life. And no man will get to the Father but by you. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. It is just a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, amen, we're going to be talking about, amen, unity. Hallelujah. Coming together. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus have to say, praise God, about unity? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What did Jesus have to say about unity? Well, we all know the scripture where he says a house divided cannot stand. A house that's turned against itself cannot stand. Hallelujah. Internal fighting. Praise God. In the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Would cause the body of Christ to fall. Hallelujah. Praise God. It would cause a virus to enter into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that what a heart attack is? Praise God. A heart attack is the heart attacking itself. Praise God. It's the heart attacking its very body. Hallelujah. Amen. The body has turned against itself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when the body turns against itself, hallelujah. Amen. It depletes the life in that body. Praise God. But the Lord, hallelujah, took me to a different scripture. Praise God concerning unity. Praise God. A different scripture concerning, praise God, hallelujah, togetherness and unity. Praise God, hallelujah. When we go to the book of Luke, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. When we go to the book of Luke, praise God, hallelujah, chapter 24, hallelujah, and verse 30. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sorry. Luke chapter 22. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Luke chapter 22. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it says, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Praise God. Verse 20. In that same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Hallelujah. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. And the Son of Man will go as it has been declared. But woe to the man who betrays him. They begin to question among themselves of them it might be who would do this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to bring focus tonight to verse 19. We always use this verse on First Sunday. Hallelujah. As we take communion. Praise God, hallelujah, as we commemorate, hallelujah, the Lord's Supper, the last supper that the Lord would take before he was betrayed and led off as a thief in the night, praise God, hallelujah, led off to be beaten, to be mocked, to be humiliated, hallelujah, finally to be crucified, praise God, hallelujah, and the word of God says that he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me. This is written across, hallelujah, tables all across the country in churches in remembrance of me. Praise God, hallelujah, as if he was telling us, we always take it to say that he's saying do this so that we can remember him. Praise God, hallelujah, but we don't, this is not how we will remember Christ. I want to open up your way of thinking on today. Praise God, the Lord's Supper is not why we remember him. Praise God, hallelujah, we remember him for walking on water. Praise God. We remember him for turning water into wine. Hallelujah. We remember Jesus because he cast out demons. Hallelujah. We remember Jesus, hallelujah, because he raised people from the dead. We remember Jesus because he was able to heal lepers. Praise God. Hallelujah. We remember Jesus, hallelujah, amen, because, hallelujah, praise God, he was able to heal people who had withered hands. He would tell them just to stretch and bone would form. Hallelujah. Praise God. And skin would form and that their hand would. We remember Jesus because a woman touched the hem of his garment and she was instantly healed. But most of all, we remember Jesus because although they mocked him and although they beat him, hallelujah, they humiliated him and they crucified him, they killed him. Hallelujah. We remember Jesus because early on a Sunday morning, hallelujah, he rose from the grave and the Bible says with all power of heaven and earth was in his hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we look at this word, do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wonder tonight, can we just open up our way of thinking tonight and see something a little different, because the Lord says the hardest thing it is to teach one of his children is something one of his children already think they know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he said, watch this. He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he took the bread. Hallelujah. And he broke a piece and he gave it to one disciple. He said, this is my body. He broke another piece. He said, gave it to another disciple. He said, this is my body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Judas was still at the table. He broke a piece, gave it to Judas and said, this is my body. Praise God. And afterwards he had broke 12 pieces of bread and he told each of them, this is my body. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. I am breaking off members of my body. Hallelujah. And he's telling them to do this in remembrance of me. I don't think he was talking about breaking the bread and eating it when he said, do this. Hallelujah. See, what are they doing? They are gathered together, praise God, hallelujah, as one around this table. Hallelujah. All 12 disciples, they are gathered together. Hallelujah. Each of them, praise God, now has a piece of his body, members of the body. Praise God. And he says, do this in remembrance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that I've broken my body. Hallelujah. And I've given each of you a piece of my body. When y'all come together, I want y'all to remember me. I want y'all to put me back together. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we come together, saints, in unity and on one accord, it is a remembrance ceremony. It is when we are taking the body of Christ, which Christ has given each of us a member. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, when you come together, remember me. When you come together, put me back together. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you come together, hallelujah, amen, come together in unity. Hallelujah. Come together knowing that each of you are a member of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, what we are seeing, hallelujah, the Lord is saying, what we are seeing is a physical representation, praise God, of what happened in the book of Acts when they were all gathered together in one room, hallelujah, in one accord. And the Bible says that a sound came in like a mighty rushing wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit, hallelujah, amen, that Jesus sent back to be a comforter inside of us. Hallelujah. See, when we were at the table and he broke bread and said, this is my body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That was the physical representation of being filled with Jesus. Because after that, he took the cup and said, this is my blood. See, you can have the body, but if it ain't no blood in the body, there's no life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can have the body. Praise God. But if there's no blood in the body, praise God, there is no life. Praise God. So I've given you my body. Hallelujah. And now I've given you my life. Hallelujah. My life source is now within you. Praise God. I've given it to you. Hallelujah. And you put it in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are all gathered together. We are on one accord. Hallelujah. Gathered together in one room. And each of us have a piece of Jesus on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Each of us has a sip of his life, a sip of his blood running through our veins. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we come together as one in the body of Christ, on one accord, hallelujah, in unity, hallelujah, what we are doing is taking the body of Christ and remembering it. Hallelujah. We're putting the body of Christ back together. Hallelujah. 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 But some of us wonder, praise God, could that person really, amen, have God dwelling within them? Could they really have the body? I want you to notice, praise God, Judas ate the body, but he didn't drink the cup. He left before, praise God, drinking the cup. Every, hallelujah, study I've seen, hallelujah, so far, praise God, tells me that before he got a chance to drink the cup, Jesus told him, what you're about to do, hallelujah, go do it quickly. Praise God, hallelujah. So you can have a member hallelujah, praise God, of the body, but if you don't have the life, hallelujah, if you don't have the blood, praise God. See, you can say you're a Christian, and you can, your body, you can, the body represents the outside. You can look like a Christian. Hallelujah. You can dress like a Christian. You can talk like a Christian, you know, for so long. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you won't have the blood on the inside, hallelujah, if you don't have the life on the inside, if you don't have the Holy Ghost on the inside, hallelujah, praise God. You are a member, but you are a virus containing member. Hallelujah, praise God, because you are the member that has no life. Praise God, hallelujah. If you are foot, you are numb foot. You don't got no life in you. You can't support the rest of the body. Praise God, hallelujah. If you the neck, you can't be a numb neck, because who's going to hold up the head? Praise God, hallelujah. You can't be, hallelujah, a withered arm in the body of Christ. Praise God. You got to have life pumping through your veins. You have to have life, hallelujah, when you're a member of the body of Christ. You have to have life. Hallelujah. If you have no life, you're just a dead member of the body of Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. If you haven't been anointed and filled with his precious Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, then you don't have, hallelujah, the gift of God. Hallelujah, praise God. See, his gift came more than just with, see, that grace thing, it's a package deal. Hallelujah, there's so much come with that grace. You get mercy, you get forgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah. But it's something in there that comes with more gifts. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes with gifts of his own. Hallelujah, praise God. It comes with the gift of discernment. Hallelujah, praise God. It comes with a fruit. Praise God, hallelujah. Called the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God, hallelujah. That fruit of the Spirit, it comes with so much by itself. It comes with love. Patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, all the way up to self-control. Hallelujah. You've been trying to control yourself, but God got a Holy Spirit that will help yourself control yourself. Y'all ain't hear me. Hallelujah. Praise God. He got a Holy Spirit that will help you love who you think you're hard to love. The Holy Spirit will even help you forgive. Hallelujah, those that you didn't think you were able to forgive. Praise God. As often as you do this, that's what one version says, as often as you do this, in remembrance of me. See, that's two different things he's talking about. As often as you do this. Hallelujah, praise God. As often as y'all come together like this, hallelujah, pray, remember me, bring me back together. Hallelujah, as I break myself up for you. Hallelujah, see, I gotta be broken. I know, Peter, I know you don't want me to go to the cross. I know you don't want me to be broken. But see, I gotta be broken in order for me to live in you. I gotta be broken. Hallelujah, in order for me to give you a peace and give you a peace and give you a peace, I got to be broken. Hallelujah, see, he said it's best that I go. Hallelujah, because if I stay, I can dwell with you, but I can't dwell in you. If I leave, hallelujah, I can dwell in you. Praise God, I no longer have to dwell beside you. I no longer have to walk with you. I can walk in you. I can walk with you. Hallelujah. I can be one of those voices in your head. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to know how to get the other voices out? You need to get the Holy Spirit in. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. See, we wonder what to do about our demons. The Lord was telling me this other day. I can't shake these demons. Hallelujah. You know what can shake them? The Holy Ghost. Because that demon can't dwell in the same body with the Holy Spirit with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of y'all got to go. Hallelujah. Evil and good cannot dwell in the same dwelling. Hallelujah, praise God. One of these evil spirits got to go. Hallelujah, praise God. And the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, praise God, is the good spirit. He ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. He can't dwell with this evil spirit. That evil spirit got no choice but to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to show you how important it is, hallelujah, to be united in the body of Christ. I'm trying to show you how important it is that if you got the Holy Ghost, you need to help me get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, praise God, so I can know what you know. Now, don't make fun of me because I don't know what you know. Don't talk about me because I'm still sinning in areas, praise God, that you ain't sinning as if you're not sinning in other areas. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't mock me. Hallelujah. Don't black sheep me. Don't ostracize me. Hallelujah, praise God, help me. Help me to know, praise God. You should help me to know because you got Christ on the inside of you because he broke bread and he gave it to you. He gave you the wine. You got the life on the inside of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you need to help me. Hallelujah. Not hurt me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be unified. We're not supposed to be hurting one another. Hallelujah. We talk about how they hurt one another in the world, but look at how they hurt one another in the body of Christ. I'm not going to even say in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not even going to say in the church because in today's day and time, the church, hallelujah, it got the members of the body of Christ in the church. Hallelujah, but now the church has become just another social gathering. Hallelujah, praise God. A church ain't nothing but a club for people that say they saved. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. But the real members of the body of Christ, praise God, hallelujah, that we got the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us that gives us the discernment, it gives us the fruit, it gives us all these gifts. Hallelujah. So we should be able to help our brother and sister that just came in. Hallelujah. Remember, they are babes in Christ. They still need to be potty trained. Hallelujah. Think about a baby. A baby don't know how to wipe themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then when you're potty training that baby will mess around and mess on himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you beat the baby down? Hallelujah, praise God, because the baby used it on himself. Do you, hallelujah, praise God, you know, just kick the baby all around the house and hallelujah, because the baby used it on himself because they made a mistake. Hallelujah, because that's how we treat the members of the body of Christ. Hallelujah, because they messed up, because they made a mistake. Hallelujah, we want to beat them down with the law. We want to beat them down with the word of God. And when we beat somebody down, that's not bringing unity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, when we scoff at one another and talk down on one another and call one another and gossip about one another, that's not promoting unity. Hallelujah. Throughout the entire Bible, you never encountered demons that were arguing with each other. Hallelujah. Praise God. You never encountered demons arguing with each other. In fact, there was a man that had 5,000 demons in him, a legion of demons. And when Jesus spoke to the man, all of the demons answered at once, "We are legion, for we are many." Hallelujah. There wasn't no stuttering. Everybody was on point. Hallelujah. Didn't nobody skip a beat. But when we look at the body of Christ, we don't see this kind of unity. How can the devils be more united than the Christians? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can Christians fight amongst each other when we all trying to get to Jesus? How can you have a problem with one another when he said, if you got a problem with your brother, you going to hell. That's what it say. I can't sugarcoat it. He say, if your brother got a problem with you, go make it right. He say, hallelujah, amen. You in danger of the fires of hell if you say you love me and say you hate your brother. whom you see every day or you see every Sunday, hallelujah, or every family reunion, hallelujah, praise God, but you're supposed to be a man or one among the God. Where is the unity? Hallelujah. Where is unity when we see our brothers and sisters going hungry? Hallelujah. When, as if we don't know the word, it's like we so caught up in our own feelings, we're not even scared of God. We're not even scared to go to hell. I'm so mad at you, I will go to hell and let you starve. Praise God. When Jesus clearly said, I will divide the sheep from the goats, one on the right and the other on the left, and the ones on the left, I'm going to tell them, depart from me into everlasting darkness, because I never knew you. You some workers of iniquity. Get out of my face and get into that lake of fire. But Master, what did we do? When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was in prison, you didn't even come see me. I was homeless, you didn't give me no shelter. But when was this happening? When you saw your brother was hungry? Hallelujah. When you saw your sister was thirsty. Hallelujah. When your homeboy went to jail, your homegirl went to jail, you didn't write them, didn't call them, didn't put nothing on their books. Hallelujah. You saw somebody needed shelter and you just left them out there in the rain. Hallelujah. Because you got an attitude, because you got unforgiveness, and that unforgiveness is going to send you straight to hell. And unforgiveness is a big reason why there's no unity in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You're going to be one of them Holy Ghost straight to hell Christians because you refuse to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. You refuse to open your heart. You refuse to forgive somebody who has transgressed against you. You refuse. And God sees you that you refuse. Hallelujah. To heed the word of God. You're not even scared of God. You're not even scared of hell. Hallelujah. You just that mad. You just that upset. You just that angry that I don't care if I do got to go to hell. I'm not going to forgive them. I don't care if I do got to go to hell. They going to be homeless on tonight. I don't care if I do got to go to hell. They ain't going to eat nothing out of my refrigerator. Elder, I never said that. Well, you might as well. Because you are ignoring the word of God. You are ignoring what he says. Hallelujah, you are in danger. He said, don't even bring me no offering. All that offering you give and you think you buying off God. Hallelujah, you think God is a crooked cop. Hallelujah, you think you can bribe the judge. He said, I don't even want your offering if you know somebody got a problem with you. Hallelujah, and I sure don't want it if you got a problem with somebody else. You need to go make that right before you bring me anything. Hallelujah. But he said, make sure you leave it, though, because you know how you is. You might get an attitude and not bring it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know you're going to come back. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So just leave it there. Make sure you come back. Make sure you do what I told you to do. Go make it right. Hallelujah. That's why there's no unity now. That's why the Spirit can't move now. Hallelujah. Because we don't come to church on one accord. We come to church to see who dressed the best. Hallelujah, praise God, the best. Hallelujah, we came to see, praise God, if Sister So-and-so bringing a new man this Sunday. Hallelujah, praise God. We come to see if the pastor got anything to say about what happened in the parking lot last Sunday. Hallelujah, we all coming in with different agendas. Hallelujah, we all coming in for different and the wrong reasons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we wonder where's the unity. Hallelujah. We unified in different groups. Hallelujah. We over here for a fashion show. Praise God. We over here to see who was going to show out the best today in the pulpit. I got to pray today, so you know I'm going to pray for 45 minutes. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray like I was preaching. Hallelujah. Well, you know I'm preaching today, so I got to preach for an hour and a half, and I got to be fiery. I got to sweat out my shirt today. Hallelujah. You know I'm singing today, so you know I got to hit those high notes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm getting my Mariah Carey on this Sunday. Hallelujah. But see, that's the problem. That's not the purpose. That's not the reason. I'm just going to church this Sunday to see if they say anything to me. Hallelujah. You there for the wrong reason. Hallelujah. When he broke bread and gave it to us, he said, do this in remembrance of me. When you remember my body, hallelujah, when you remember my body, when you put my body back together again, but we putting God's body back together again all the wrong way. Hallelujah. We bringing all kind of viruses into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. All kind of infirmities into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we refuse to get on one accord. The disciples argued, hey, amen, all the way up to the grave and beyond. Who is going to be the better? Who's going to be the greatest? Who preached the best? Who got the biggest church? Hallelujah. Who the best pastor? Who got the greatest anointing? Hallelujah. Who more versed in the word? Who more knowledgeable of the scriptures? Hallelujah. When all of that is not important, he said, if you just receive a little kid unto me, if you just bring one of these little children unto me, if you just bring one of these who are the least in this world unto me, hallelujah, if you go out there and minister to that wino in your neighborhood, if you go out there and minister to that prostitute walking up and down your block, hallelujah, if you go out there and minister to that crackhead, hallelujah, what about that woman at church that nobody want to talk to, hallelujah, nobody want to associate with, hallelujah, what about the outcast, hallelujah, when you go minister to them, I don't care how good you can preach, I don't care how fancy you can shout, I don't care how angelic your voice is, hallelujah, if you ain't bringing somebody to Christ, you are on the wrong accord. Hallelujah. If it ain't all about saving somebody, hallelujah, you got into the wrong thing. Hallelujah. You got into it for the wrong reason. Hallelujah. If it ain't about magnifying God, hallelujah, if it ain't about making sure that God's glory is being shown and being seen, if it ain't about lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, if it ain't about preaching this gospel, hallelujah, hallelujah, the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, according to you, praise God, hallelujah, not your gospel according to you. Praise God, hallelujah. Bishop Alexis said we preach the gospel, and right now I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ according to, hallelujah, Elder Prevost. I'm not preaching the gospel of Elder Prevost according to Elder Prevost, but we know some people that will preach, hallelujah, the gospel according to Pastor Jones, by Pastor Jones. Praise God, hallelujah. I tell you what I want done in my church and how it's going to be. I'm going to be the head dog and the head honcho. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but you're not the head. You're just a member of the body. Hallelujah. You're just a member. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. You need to know that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. You need to know that he is the one in charge. Hallelujah. There can't be no unity if everybody wants to be in charge. Oh, hallelujah. Some of y'all had to go through that yesterday at our church. Praise God. There can be no unity. Hallelujah. If everybody's in charge. My grandma used to say it's too many chiefs and it ain't enough Indians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody want to run something. Hallelujah. Everybody want to be a leader. Nobody want to be a follower. But the best leaders are those that know how to follow orders and follow directions. Hallelujah. The best leaders are one that can work well with other leaders. Hallelujah. The best leaders can understand that you got your gifts, I got my gifts, and when we come together with these gifts, hallelujah, amen. The Bible says that one can defeat 1,000, but two can defeat 10,000. That tells me that when two people come together and they blend what God has given them together to minister the word of God, hallelujah, it can reach the masses. If we come together and be on one accord and realize he has given you a piece of his body, hallelujah, that you are a member of the body of Christ. You are not the head. You might be the neck, the shoulders, the arm, the fingers, the toes. the legs, the thighs, or the feet, but you ain't the head. You don't run nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He the HGIC. He the head God in charge. Praise God. He run this. Hallelujah. Praise God. He run this. Hallelujah. I was going to say you don't run nothing but your mouth, but he run that too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your best sermon came out of nowhere because it was him on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There he go again, that body that was broken, that you ingested the body of God, the body of Christ. He dwells within you. Hallelujah. When you realize who you are, hallelujah, in Christ, hallelujah, when you realize what he did for you, hallelujah, and just for you, praise God, hallelujah, you will know, amen, praise God, that you are truly a chosen person. God chose you to die for. Hallelujah. If you would have been the only one on earth, he would have still died just for you. As you nailed him to the cross, he would have said, forgive him. Hallelujah. 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 And we ain't got to do nothing else. Hallelujah. Praise God, but get on one accord. We ain't got to do nothing else but seek the word of God and seek him. Humble ourselves and seek his face and pray and turn from his wicked way. That's what we got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do to become one. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance. Hallelujah. Of me. When you remember me, when you put me back together. Hallelujah. Praise God. The peace I gave you in the peace I gave you, the peace I gave you. Bring them all back together. Don't bring a piece of yourself. Hallelujah. Don't bring a piece of yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bring that bread I gave you. It's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit, it's on the inside of you. If you ain't got it, all you got to do is ask for it. Hallelujah, praise God. You know who didn't get a piece of bread at the table? Only the people that didn't have their hands out. If somebody would have walked up and said, can I have a piece of that bread? One of the mother disciples, you know he had more than 12. Hallelujah, praise God. But one of the mother disciples, one of them 70, would have walked up and said, give me a piece of that bread. He would have gave it to him. Why? Because he asked him for it. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus said it like this, you being evil. Hallelujah. You know how to give good gifts. Well, that ain't for me, elder. But you done did some evil things. You ain't did nothing bad. You done did some evil. Hallelujah. Some evil things. Praise God. The Bible don't say good and bad. It says good and evil. And he says you didn't know how to do evil. Hallelujah. But you still know how to give your kids good gifts. Praise God. How much more will Christ give you? How much more will the Father give you if you just ask him? He said, if your child asks you for a piece of bread, you're not going to give him no stones. Hallelujah. If you're asking for a piece of meat, you're not going to, hallelujah, you're not going to give him no serpent. Praise God, because you love your son too much. You love your child too much to give them something to hurt them. How much more does the Father love you? If you just ask him for that Holy Ghost, say, Lord, I want that piece of that body, hallelujah, that was broken. I want you to dwell on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's the next step. We've been talking about, hallelujah, and we're getting ready to close, but we've been talking about, hallelujah, coming to Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And we've been telling you it don't end right there. Hallelujah. We've been telling you it don't stop right there. The next step is to say, Lord, I want that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want the Holy Spirit. Because I know the Holy Spirit can lead me and guide me from all hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah. I know the Holy Spirit can help me when I make decisions in my life, in my marriage, with my children, in my business, and in my relationships. I need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is ask him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me do this. If there's somebody that's out there listening Hallelujah. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've heard about him. You may have even gone to church, but you never just opened your mouth and said, I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I want to give you that opportunity on tonight. Hallelujah. If you've heard the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, praise God, and you want a piece of that body that he broke, hallelujah, and distributed to us. Hallelujah, praise God. If you want to experience unity, hallelujah, in you first, hallelujah, praise God, then unity in your family and your household and your marriage, you got to come through Christ. Hallelujah, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The life that you're missing out on, that peace that you're missing out on, you can get that through Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you got to do is, if you mean it from your heart, hallelujah, just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Wash me, Lord, and make me whole. I make you the Lord of my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we believe, praise God, that if you said those words and you meant them from your heart, you are saved. Hallelujah. Right now where you stand, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. And you have eternal life right now. Hallelujah. You're no longer on the road to hell. You're on the way to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that Holy Spirit that we've been talking about all night. Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit, amen, even though you ain't going through hell without the Holy Spirit in your life, you're going to go through hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to go through hell on your job, hell on your marriage, hell at home, hell at work, hell in the streets, because you ain't got the Holy Spirit in you to lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. All you got to do is ask him for it. All you got to do is, when you pray, say, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost to lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he'll do it if you trust and believe him. Praise God. Not trust and believe man, but if you trust and believe God, he'll fill you with his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight. Praise God for all of those who accepted the invitation of discipleship. Hallelujah. And those that asked the Lord to fill them with that Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you join us on tonight or tomorrow night, praise God, we're going to go, hallelujah, a little further deeper into the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. How? Amen. Praise God. It helps you every single day. Praise God of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to take some time before we close out tonight and open up the line for any callers who might have called in on tonight. Praise God. And perhaps you have a comment, amen, or you have a testimony or prayer request to lay before the throne of grace. We're going to do that at this time. Praise God. The line is open. Well, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just thank God on tonight. Praise God for everybody who called in. Hallelujah, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. And I thank God, amen, for everybody, amen, who did hear the message on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody out there on Facebook. Hallelujah. Sister Sky, Brother Antonio, praise God, Pastor Tina, hallelujah, Brother Dion, Pastor Gary, Brother Pierre, hallelujah, Brother Jason, Brother Melvin, and all the rest of y'all out there. We thank God for y'all on tonight. We truly hope that the word bless somebody on tonight. Amen. And we hope, amen, that you go away expecting God to do something in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like we said, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, hallelujah, that should be your main priority right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praying and tarrying for the Holy Spirit to fill your life. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who called in and tuned in on tonight. I'm about to close out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you for your word tonight on unity. Hallelujah, that we should remember you. Hallelujah, that we should put you back together again. Hallelujah, when we come together as members of the body of Christ. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, tonight for us being on one accord. We thank you, Lord, tonight for you moving in a mighty way in each and every last one of our lives. We thank you on tonight for you being God all by yourself. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing, Lord, we ask you for. A fresh touch we ask you for. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight. We rebuke any hindering spirit that's waiting in the rings. Hallelujah. We rebuke any hindering spirit waiting around that corner. Hallelujah. We rebuke any hindering spirit waiting along our way to try to hinder us, Lord. Hallelujah. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for everybody on the inside of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch Minister Maxine in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Minister Ray in a mighty way. EVCS in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Bishop Page and Bishop Alexis and the women of LA in a mighty way, Lord. And we thank you on tonight for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you are going to do in our lives. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again, till we remember him again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Pray for that Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might wake up in the middle of the night speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We'll see y'all in the morning. Hallelujah. On Fellowship of Unity with Minister Ray. Y'all have a blessed night. Thank y'all for tuning into the Anointing Truth of Christ Uncensored. We love y'all. Go with God. See y'all in the morning. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed.